Time is 8:36. A very good morning. If you've just joined us, I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. Joining me in studio, Adi Kaimovitz. He is the founder and group CEO of Virtual Actuary. All right. So before we start talking about augmented reality, Adi, and how the future, the fourth revolution is going to play out, what exactly is a virtual actuary?
A virtual actuary in the future is an actuary that works from home and works in a virtual or augmented reality immersive digital setting. So that's what a virtual reality is. Mm-hmm. Is an actuary that, you know, that is not sitting in front of you. That's what we're aiming for.
Right.
We're not virtual actuaries just yet.
Right.
Our actuaries consult in the office quite tangibly. In the client's offices.
So they could be sitting literally anywhere.
Yes.
It's a very interesting push and pull that I'm seeing as we become more sophisticated in the virtual space and with technology. This need for collaboration, human contact, being part of a system and a society versus having the convenience of actually just working from wherever you want to be.
So there's quite a lot going on there. I think that like steps, in order to get to a certain point, you don't just start at 10, you have to start at 1.
Mm-hmm.
So working in a more digital environment is the starting point. Okay, so instead of actually going into the office,
right,
one could very easily have done this interview with me at home.
Right.
So that is a more digital experience. So what we try to promote is, I guess, like programs like Zoom or Skype, where you can interact in a video conferencing way,
right,
from home.
Right.
Without diminishing the ability to be able to communicate. So you don't have to be face to face.
Right.
I'm not saying that we completely eliminate that, but what we're saying is we work in a more digital way, moving towards complete virtual and augmented consulting. That's
right.
The first thing. The second thing is an 8 o'clock in the morning meeting where, so, you know, you're sitting around, you have a board up and you're talking with your colleagues about strategy and concepts. Right now, you're doing that in the office. You don't have to do that. You can use programs like Slack.
Right. They're the options.
So there are options, but that is a progression towards a digital working environment, a completely digital working environment. It's not an all or nothing. So there's definitely a combination of the two. So that's the way that we operate. We operate in a combination of the two. Our actuaries consult either in banking or insurance or reinsurance, healthcare, pensions, investments, into physical offices with the clients, but we also more so consult with clients overseas, into Asia,
right,
into the US. So
the advantage is, one of the advantages is that it makes the world a smaller place, and it gives you the option of being able to globalize, to expand your market.
I think it's really about, you're never going to be able to stop the tide of progression.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that in 10 or 15 years we are going to be sitting in traffic and working in offices is actually a fool's punt, in my opinion. It's not going to happen. You know, if you look at the way that companies like Amazon or some of the local online shopping places like Takealot, there's others where you can do most of your shopping online. It's taking over. It's convenient. It's working. And so... So what's going to happen is, if you think that people are not going to be working from home or shopping from home or doing a lot of their experiences from home in 10 to 15 years, they are.
Mm.
And so you can either move with it and go with it and embrace that, or you're kind of going to look around like some, let's say, the local retailers and saying, well, how come we didn't see this coming, guys? Well, it's because you didn't listen.
No, that's a very common thing. I mean, we know the famous story of Kodak, that where they actually invented the digital camera and then decided that this isn't part of their business model. They then did further research when they realized that it could be a problem in the future for them, and the research showed them that they had 10 years everything is going to move to digital, but they've got 10 years to make the conversion, and they didn't do anything about it. Why? Because their business wasn't in digital, and it's a classic, famous mistake. So the reality is these things are happening. The question is how much you talk about it, and you started the conversation with saying these are steps towards something, and I wonder what that something is, because you're something as an actuary, which might make sense to you because the people that you are employing and that you are working with need a lot of time. It's a lot of time actually on your own in any event where you're doing a lot of the work, I would imagine, whereas somebody else in another space will do something else. So the question is, in your mind, what is number 10, if that's where we're going?
So the first thing, just to clarify, so I'm not an actuary. Unfortunately, it's very tough to be an actuary, but we do have some fantastically experienced and qualified and amazing actuaries that work in our business.
Okay.
I'm actually the air traffic controller of the business.
Okay. That's one way of putting it. Right.
It's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
So what happens is, in my opinion, when you get to the 10-year destination, mm-hmm. the reality is that you're actually, at that point, you'll be aiming for 10 years past that. You never really get to your destination.
Right.
So I think in looking at any working environment, more immersive is really the key here. At the moment, you've got two screens open. This is quite an immersive experience. You're not sitting, staring at a blank wall.
Right.
People are in there. People are watching us now on Facebook. That's a more immersive experience. And so when one is interacting with the work itself, you're either going to do it in a virtual setting where you're not staring at screens, but rather you have some sort of a goggle system on, or it's broadcasting in a more augmented reality receivable way into the boardroom. I know that sounds ridiculous, but all it really takes is some sort of a receivable device to make my PowerPoint presentation more 4D. I mean, it's actually quite simple if you actually think about it. It's just more immersive. So the key really is not to have pie in the sky ideas. Because, then you have a burn rate, you have a business that is aiming towards something, you're getting big investment in, you haven't actually billed 1 cent, and you'll get there, but you'll spend 3, 4, 5 years burning money until you get there. In our business, what we've tried to do is enter the market about 18 months ago in a real way. We have consulting actuaries, we have our clients, we don't have office space.
Right.
So either the actuaries work from home or they work in the client's office. So we can charge less than half the price for the same actuary on an hourly rate.
Right.
And then we also operate in what is known as an organized collaborative, which is actually the fourth industrial revolution.
So tell me what that means.
Sure. Okay. So what that means is that, let's say you work in the publishing industry. It's a very easy example. And you have two salespeople, one doubles as an editor. You have the person that is a designer. And you have the person that understands online marketing or maybe printing. Those are the department heads at a big publishing company. If the salespeople aren't doing their job, the company's not making money anyway.
Right.
Everybody's on a salary. When that money comes in, the corporate takes most of the money. Everybody has a salary and they're chasing a bonus. That's how it works. But imagine that those 4 or 5 department heads could break away and form their own organized collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is that the salespeople will do their job. One doubles as an editor. The design people and the journalists. You've got two journalists. They bring the stories in or the video content in. Eventually, they are going to get clients that are going to pay. But instead of the money going into the bank and the kitty of the big business, paying salaries on a monthly basis, that money is split and divided according to who did what into the collaborative. So what that means is that instead of the corporate taking most of the money and all the burn rate, the big offices, very fancy, schmancy kind of stuff, most of the money, over 82 or 90% goes directly to the people. That's an organized collaborative. It can be done in accounting, in actuarial, like we've done. So what that means is that instead of moving forward as an employee, building the business and the corporate, you rather build up your own collaborative. The more work you do, you can have junior journalists and salespeople working underneath you. Now, let's say at a big consultancy like an actuarial consultancy, the portfolio of work that the actuaries have, they have a whole group of clients. They also have actuaries that work underneath them in teams.
Right.
But when they bill, the company takes most of the money. Everybody's on a salary chasing a target to get a bonus. With us, they split and apportion down the 82 or 90% down to their teams.
Right, right.
Which means that one actuary can earn 50, 60, 40, 30, 50 from a portfolio of clients and earn 5x their normal salary because they're building up their own pipeline. 100%. So instead of building up a portfolio for a big consultancy, you're building up your own portfolio. So that's kind of how an organized collaborative works.
In other words, what it is in another way is actually creating mini ecosystems that each person that's working within this environment or any environment has an ecosystem around them where people who feed into them and give them support, and that sort of filters all the way back up. It's a great concept.
It's a nurturing system.
Yeah.
So the more time,
which is interesting, because I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you, but what this is, and my fear of this is because I'm very, very much about human contact. You asked me if we can do this on the phone. I said no. You need to come into studio. Why? Because I want to look at you and I want to see your body language and I want to have that connection and that conversation. That's how I work. And my worry with all of this is as more and more connected we become with people, the more disconnected we are. But in fact, your system doesn't really create that. It creates connection because it creates you as the center of an ecosystem and each person being a center of an ecosystem that feeds back into them in order to provide value and to earn money.
So there's two things when it comes to the fourth industrial
revolution. We didn't wrap it up, so give us these two.
So the first thing is digital interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, doing so in a more digital immersive experience becomes a habit.
Right.
And the second one is the actual business model itself.
Right.
Those are two completely different things. So we try to embrace both of those. So as one moves forward, it's really about knowing that you're going to interact more digitally. I mean, you should see some of the interactions on Slack that we have with our actuaries. It's impressive. So that's kind of where we're aiming for. I mean, it's not rocket science or actuarial science.
Right.
Or data science.
But it's a brave way of looking at what's available to us and utilizing it, I think, without fear and with saying, how can we take what we've got and what is developing all the time and maximizing it? Adi Kaimovitz, unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it. And good luck. Are you giving a talk later in Johannesburg? Good luck with that. And certainly we'll keep in contact with you.